June the 21st, 2018, Thursday. Grow Great, Small Business Daily Brief. How to avoid taking customers for granted. The first leg of winning the business trifecta is getting new customers. Yep, you haven't heard the trifecta of business building? Yeah, sure you have. Well, if you're new here, maybe you haven't. Number one, getting new customers. Number two, serving existing customers better. Number three, not going crazy in the process. Getting new customers is the first leg. Every small business needs customers. The problem comes after we get them. We tend to think, okay, well, that's done. And we quickly move on to get the next customer. A little bit like dating the girl that we hope to marry. Once we get a ring on her finger, we may forget how hopelessly in love we were and are, and how hard we wooed her. And so we stop. We neglect her. We take her for granted. Then we're puzzled when she leaves. If it can, and it does, happen in marriages, don't be so hard-headed to avoid thinking it can't happen to your business. It can, it will, unless you stop it. It's a natural but stupid reaction. When we need it, we chase it. When we've got it, we stop chasing it, and we start taking it for granted until it's gone. In this case, the it is a they or a them. It's our customers. The short answer to today's title is ongoing wooing. Never stop. Husbands, don't stop dating your wife, ever. Wives, don't stop dating your husbands, ever. Business owners, don't stop wooing your customers, ever. If your business is transactional, it doesn't matter. Just this week, I made an online purchase for some pool chemicals. I was a first-time customer. I'd never been on this website before, and it was a 100% done online. Once I hit the purchase button, the site took over a minute, and then it gave me an error screen. So they had an online chat. I jumped on their online chat to find out, well, what should I do? I sure didn't want to hit the order button again. I didn't know if that order went through or not. The chat person immediately responded with an apology because their system had done that with an entire batch of customers, including me. While we're on chat, I get an email, and the email is an order confirmation. I gave the order number to the chat person. She confirmed, yes, indeed, we do have your order. She apologized. All is well. Will I buy from them again? Likely. Likely, even though this first order encountered a problem, they responded well. And I'm fanatical about customer service. There's just no excuse for any business to fail to deliver extraordinary service. I know that because I've spent my entire life operating businesses. And I also know it's a choice. It's also a choice to keep valuing the people who said yes to us, even if they said yes months ago, even years ago. When we take customers for granted, we're choosing to do that. And it's insulting to them. It's foolish for us, but still we do it. Here's my curveball. Stop taking your employees for granted. Don't lie to me and tell me that you'll admit that you can take existing or past customers for granted because you're just so focused on getting new customers and new business, but in the same breath then try to convince me that you are still wooing your employees. No, you're not. Let me interview your employees. They'll tell me the truth. Be kind. Be grateful. Get off your high horse and embrace humility. Stay hungry, but be content. It's just like we talked about yesterday. It's all within your power to just choose it. You get to decide your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your actions. So why wouldn't you realize that you've got the power to keep valuing customers who said yes to your offer? The mistake so many businesses make is putting a value on customers in order to determine the level of care they're going to provide. My pool supply purchase was just under $50. I have no idea what the lifetime value of a customer is to the company where I made the purchase. But as a longtime pool owner, I can tell you that we spend hundreds of dollars every year. Okay, do that for 20 years or so, and you're going to rack up some purchases. But this company has no idea if I'm ever going to purchase from them again. For all they know, this is a one-and-done deal. Sure, they can play the odds and they can hope. That'd be smart. But if they mishandle my $50 purchase, they'd better know it's over. I got too many options, online and off. Are you figuring that your good, quote-unquote, customers are worthy of closer hand-holding? But those smaller, those low-paying customers, well, they're not as important. Stop it. Value the yes. A $50 yes is important. It's just as important as a $1,000 yes. If you start quantifying the importance of customers by allowing that to determine if you're going to take them for granted or not, then you're going to fail at growing as great as you can. Dazzle me when I buy a little bit. Dazzle me if I buy a lot, because if I buy a little, I'm going to be inclined to buy more. And if I buy a lot, I'm going to be inclined to maybe buy a lot more. Treat me poorly, even nonchalantly, when I spend a little bit, I'll never trust you again. Worse yet, I'll regret ever having said yes. And then there's that power of what our customers say about us. Years ago, business owners knew that bad-mouthing customers, it would be a high number, much higher than if they were pleased, but not nearly as high as it is now. Used to, people might tell 5, 10, 15 people about a bad experience. Not today. Today, that number can be 100 times that, 1,000 times that. I have got thousands of online connections. Many of them are offline as well. And I write and I podcast. I could tell thousands and thousands of people, and I'm a nobody. You still want to risk taking customers for granted? Start with the people who work for you. If you're taking them for granted, start showing gratitude for their efforts to make your company great. Show your appreciation. You can figure out how to best do that. Dazzle them. These are the people pushing your business forward every business day. They matter. Treat them like it. Now, examine your dating habits with customers who have already said yes, who have already made a purchase. They're the second leg of the business building trifecta that I want you to hit, serving existing customers better. How can you improve that? Huddle with your people. Talk with your customers. Don't fret about your competition. Don't worry about them. That'll just distract you. Go above and beyond. Don't do as little as you can. Do as much as you can afford. In the longer term, you're going to bury the competition. Because I know the truth. Your competition will not make the choice that you're making. They'll grab today's money, and they'll never realize that they're losing until it's too late. And then we'll all dance on their grave. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.